Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes, Daddy.
I won't be able to see you this evening. I'm taking the Snooks to school.
To school? Hmm. At this time of the evening?
Well, they're putting on some sort of Christmas entertainment. And Snooks is going to be featured, she tells me.
Oh, well, is the kid nervous, Daddy?
Apparently not, but I am. She doesn't appear to be too well rehearsed, and heaven only knows what'll happen.
Well, call me after it's over, Daddy.
If I have any strength left. Goodbye, John.
So long, Daddy. So Snooks is going to be featured in a school play. That should be worth seeing. Well, have you got everything you need, Snooks?
I can't find my wings, Daddy.
Wings? Oh, what wings?
For the butterfly wings.
Oh, those tissue paper things.
Yeah, I was wearing them yesterday in the bathtub.
What for?
I wanted to see how a butterfly looks when he's swimming.
Butterflies don't swim.
Why?
I don't know. Let's hurry up and find the wings, or you'll never get to school on time. Now, where did you put them after you got out of the tub?
They was all wet, so I put them in the stove to dry.
Stove? You didn't light the oven, did you?
Didn't I?
Oh, how could you beat those chilies? They probably got burned to a crisp. I suppose you put them under the broiler.
Mm-hmm. On top of the fish you had for dinner.
What?
You remember you asked for a second help of the fried onions, Daddy?
Yes.
Those onions were my wings.
Well, they tasted a whole lot better than the first helping. Well, come on. You'll have to do your butterfly dance without wings.
Can I dance with fried onions?
I don't care if you dance with beef stew. What kind of a dance is it?
I have to flap my wings and I run around on my little toes.
Then you just can't appear in the number.
Why?
Because if you haven't got wings, you can't dance on your toes like a butterfly.
Can I crawl on my tummy like a caterpillar?
Oh, sure. You'll be the hit of the evening. Let's move along. Take your other costumes.
What other costumes?
You told me you had to appear in 5 numbers, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are the numbers?
1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, what do you do in these appearances? Do you dress the same for each one?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Well, where are your clothes?
I'm wearing them.
5 dresses?
No, only 1 dress. And underneath, I got on a shirt, pants, stockings, and shoes.
I know you have. But you have 5 changes to make.
Well, when the play starts, it's supposed to be winter.
Yes.
And it goes and it gets hotter as we go along. So I take off 1 thing at a time.
Good heavens! They've got you doing a striptease.
No good?
No. I won't permit you to display such immodesty.
I like it, Daddy.
I don't doubt it. But if that's the kind of entertainment your school puts on, I won't allow you to take part.
I ain't taking part, Daddy. I'm the whole thing.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm the leading lady.
Oh, you're the leading lady.
Uh-huh. First I lead a dog across the stage, then I lead a cat.
That's not the leading lady. What about this Cinderella thing you've been rehearsing for a month? Are you playing in that?
Uh-huh.
Well, have you learned all of Cinderella's lines?
I don't have to.
Why not?
Because I'm one of the ugly sisters.
Oh, is that so? Well, who's the other one?
Me? I'm playing 2 parts, Daddy. Ain't I good?
Well, it's too bad they're not presenting Red Riding Hood. You could play the wolf.
I am playing the wolf.
No.
Yeah? And you want to know something else, Daddy?
What?
I'm in Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs, too.
I suppose you're one of the dwarfs.
No, Daddy.
Oh, no? Well, are you... Are you Snow White?
No. I'm the homely witch.
So those are the choice parts they picked for my daughter to play. Well, I won't stand for it.
Why?
In the first place, you're in too many things. How can you possibly remember all of the lines?
I don't have to remember nothing. I just have to stand on a stage and look ugly.
I'm not going. I won't go to that school and be humiliated. They have no right to sing you out for those hideous roles. Why couldn't they use that homely little Buckler girl? You can't even call her face to face.
She's in the play, Daddy. We're in it together.
What play?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, they finally gave you a break, eh?
Yeah. At first, they were going to let somebody else play the Beast. But I got it.
Oh, the whole thing is preposterous. I won't allow it. You can't go.
Why?
Because I'll be the laughingstock of the neighborhood. Stand on the stage and look ugly indeed. You're staying home. Oh, stop it.
Mommy said the parts were all right.
Well, they may be all right for Mommy. You'd be practically Miss Cat.
Can I just be in Cinderella?
All right, but that's all. And the only reason I'm letting you be one of the ugly sisters is because they probably won't be able to get an understudy. Now, come on.
That's funny, Daddy.
Hang on to my hand. I'll give those teachers a piece of my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we'll show them something. Now, listen, Snooks. I want you to play your part like a real actress. You can steal every scene.
Anna?
It's easy. I know all the tricks. I didn't spend 4 weeks with the loophole repertory players for nothing, you know.
Were you an actor, Daddy?
Was I an actor?
Yeah.
Are you serious, Snooks? I was a matinee idol when I met your mother.
She said you was idol the whole time.
Never mind what she said. When I was a youngster in the theater, I could read a menu and make you cry.
Didn't they have no meat on them either?
They had plenty of meat. But I could wring tears out of a marble statue. And if you listen to me, ugly sister or not, you'll be the hit of the show.
What shall I do, Daddy?
Well, whenever anybody else is speaking on the stage,
yeah,
you make some movement to distract the audience.
Shall I wiggle?
Yes. You can wiggle your fingers.
I wasn't going to say
it. It doesn't matter. What you wiggle. As long as you wiggle.
Suppose I get scared.
Scared?
Mm.
Oh, nonsense. No child of mine will ever have stage fright. I never knew what it meant.
It means being scared.
Yeah, I know what it means. Just don't think about it. Well, here's your school. Do we go in the back way?
I want to go home.
No. You're going to win all the honors tonight. Fix your hair up a bit. Wipe your nose. And button your shoe. Hurry.
I feel funny, Daddy.
Oh, don't stand there petrified. Get yourself straightened up quick.
What shall I do?
What did I just tell you?
Fix my shoe, wipe my hair, and button my nose.
Oh, come on, let's go in. And no stage fright, you understand? Oh, who's this lady coming down the hall?
That's my teacher. Hello, Miss Rex.
Oh, hello, Snook. Good evening, Mr. Higgins.
I suppose you think you're smart handling my child and all those ugly parts. Well, let me tell you, young woman.
I beg your pardon. No partiality has been shown any child. Everybody puts his part out of a hat. Now, if you'll come with me, Snook, we'll let your father cool off.
Huh? Oh, but she told me.
Next time, you bring your manners. Hurry, Snook, dear. Cinderella's about to begin.
Shall I put my ugly face on, Miss Jet?
Well, I'll be darned. I'll take care of that fresh day. Can't talk to me like that. Bring my manners, huh?
Daddy, Daddy!
Now, what's the matter?
Miss Rex wants to know if you'll play a part in Cinderella.
Oh-ho! She's trying to stab me now, eh? Well, what does she want me to do?
Well, you know where the fairy godmother turns the pumpkin into a coat?
Yes.
And then she turns the six rats into six little pumpkins?
Yes.
Well, Miss Rex says for you to come right away.
Oh, why does she want me?
She says we gotta have another rat.
That's the limit. Hold your nose.